Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Future NFL Scout. My name is Thomas Coletta. I'm a senior at Florida State, and yeah, I aspire to be an NFL scout one day. So today, I thought we would go through a 2025 Florida State schedule prediction. So I currently attend there right now, and I'm applying for the master's program in sports management, so I thought it'd be quite fitting to go through something like this. And then, you know, in later episodes, I can go give a deeper dive into their roster and what I think. So, first game of the season, right, August 30th, you have Alabama coming to Doak Campbell Stadium. All the renovations are going to be complete. You know, it's hopefully going to be a full crowd. We packed out. You know, I think it's important to note that Alabama is not the same team, right? I mean, they just got stomped by Michigan in their bowl game, right? And I mean, it's not like it's Nick Saban coaching there. It's not him anymore. You got Kalen DeBoer, Jalen Milroe is going to be gone, and you know, we don't really know yet who's going to be the quarterback. You know, they got a few guys they've had waiting for a little bit. They have Keelon Russell, the 5-star quarterback coming in. So you know, we kind of got to see. But as much as I would love to take my Noles here, I have to give the upper hand to the Alabama Crimson Tide for this one. So they will start off 0-1. And then week two, you know, you have East Texas A&M. That's a win. I don't think I need to say very much on that. If you think opposite, then I would laugh. Yeah. And then 2 weeks later on, we got Kent State. That is also a win. Don't even try to tell me differently either. So 2-1 to start the year. And so then the next game we got on the schedule so far, it says, is the Clemson Tigers. You know, they're going back to Clemson. Clemson just made the playoffs. They're getting Cade Klubnik back. This will be a loss, right? Unless something crazy changes that we just don't know yet, right now this is a loss, right? So you're sitting at 2-2. And then you have Miami. And before they got Beck, I was, you know, hoping for a win and trying to cope with this optimism. But I think Miami probably has the upper hand in terms of talent right now. This could be a game Florida State could pull out in Doak Campbell. But right now, I can't pick against Miami. So the Noles will be 2-3 at this point. And then you have Pittsburgh, right, coming down to Doak. It's interesting because they started off the year really hot. And then they just collapsed, like, really badly. I think this is a game the Noles will win, bump back up to 3-3. And then you got Virginia Tech. You got Mr. Kyron Drones. You know, they almost took down Cam Ward in the Hurricanes this past year on a call that should have been a touchdown but wasn't. But that's a conversation for another time. All right, so I think Florida State gets the win here too, and they move to 4-3. And then you have Wake Forest, terrible team. The FSU will win this game, 5-3. And then they're going to NC State. I want to say FSU would win this game after watching what NC State did in their bowl game and losing to East Carolina. Oh, and that's tough. But, you know, I'm going to give it to the Noles here. Yeah. So now we move on. We are now 6-3. All right. And now you have 3 games left on the schedule. Now you have Stanford. You're going to Stanford. You're winning that game. You're 7-3, right? And then you're going to Virginia. Virginia's not very good. You will now be 8-3. And the last game on the schedule will be in Gainesville, playing the Florida Gators. And that's going to be a loss. You can't compete with them just yet. You're probably a year or two away from that. So you'll finish that out with a loss, and you will finish your year 8-4. Yeah, 8-4. So that is my official schedule prediction for the Florida State Seminoles for 2025. I hope you guys really enjoyed it, and thanks again for listening, and I'm just going to pray all out. Dear Lord God, just thank you for this opportunity to have this podcast and to talk to everybody about football, because what a blessing that is. And I pray everybody has the passion to go and pursue their dreams. That's listening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. This has been Future NFL Scout. I hope you all have a great day.